to Jesus I surrender all. To Him I freely give, and I will ever love and trust Him in His presence daily live. So I surrender all. Oh yes, I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Yes, I surrender all. Oh, I surrender all to Thee, oh my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Oh yes, I surrender all. Yes, I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Yes, all to Jesus I surrender all. To Him I freely give, and I will ever love and trust Him in His presence daily live. Every day I surrender all. Oh yes, I surrender all. Yes, oh, give it all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Yes, I surrender all. Yes, I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. Yes, I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. Yes, I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. Yes, I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. Yes, I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. Oh, yes, I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all.
It's my desire to surrender all. And every situation, I don't know why, but sometimes we feel like we got to hold on till the boat's already sunk. And we got a pinky out of the water is all we got left. Before we hold on to the lifeline, grab a hold of it. And if we just follow the lighthouse to begin with, we may not have crashed. But Jesus is there all the time, ready to pull us out of our situations into His will, if we will let Him. I did want to give a scripture, kind of tie into this morning. Thessalonians 4. It says, "We beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that ye have received us how ye should walk, and to please God, so you would abound more and more. For you know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication." That everyone, he's telling them this. Now this is the will of God. He's giving some basic Christian principle right here. We've got to have some basic Christian principle. That's right. You can't just follow, you know, say, okay, I'm going to follow God, but you can't stay and remain in sin. You got to let a ministry give you the basics. That every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, and not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God. That no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such. We also have a forewarned you and testified. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but to holiness. And therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who hath also given unto his Holy Spirit. As by touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you. For ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. Now there's something that God can teach you, to love one another. Right. Indeed do you do it towards brethren which are all in Macedonia, but we beseech you, brother, that you increase more and more. These are the things he's saying. This is the will of God for your life. And this is something that's kind of hard for me to do, this next verse, especially if there's things going on. But the Lord's teaching me. And that you study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you. And you've got things that we've commanded you to do. Work with your hands. Work with the ministry that God's put over you. And study to be quiet. Yeah, I think in another scripture he mentions busybodies. I don't want to be a busybody. Lord knows I have enough trouble of my own. I don't need to be. I have trouble not being one sometimes. That you may walk. Hey, I'm just being honest. I found that was quite honest to Brother Souders when he said, "I can't give this to you unless I'm anointed." What he was saying is, hey, I in my own strength, I could have never come up with that stuff. That you may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing. You got to walk honestly toward them that are without the kingdom. How are they ever going to? You're a light set upon a hill, a salt of the earth. You've got to walk upright before them. But to study to be quiet and to do your own business. I think Hank Williams wrote a song about that. He said, you got to mind your own business. Don't be minding mine. if you're minding your own business, then you won't be minding mine. No, I don't think he was getting that from the Bible. Although, that's a principle. There's a lot of stolen principles out of the Word of God. But he gives things. Don't fall into fornication. Don't defraud one another. See, I'll tell you right now, if you're defrauding your brother, you're out of the will of God. If you're living in fornication, you're out of the will of God. If you're a busybody, you're out of the will of God. If you're not loving your brother, you're out of the will of God. He lays it out here for you. These are some things, some basic things to know whether or not you're in the will of God or not. Hallelujah. I praised, my wife was just asking me the other day, what are we going to do about our house? What did I tell you? Huh? We're just going to have to wait on God. I thought she forgot. I know she don't pay much attention to me sometimes. But she has seen a change in me. Because I used to, and she's the first time she's brought it up in a while. But she knows several years back, I'd be running around like Chicken Little, saying, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. What are we going to do about our house? What are we going to do about our house? And I worried and fretted and it would freak out. And I had a feeling it would all come down to this anyway. It's almost like we put a year's worth of house payments in the savings for our house here. And that savings ran out on a year's worth of payments this month. And I had a feeling, I thought, we're not going to be able to sell that house until we run out of money and run out of payments, because the Lord wants us to trust Him. I thought that. I never told her that. And I never spoke it out loud. But the thought occurred to me, He'll come right on time. That's when He always shows up, is right on time. He doesn't come too soon, and He never comes too late. He just comes right on time. So I appreciate the Lord. Brother, as Andre Crouch said, if we never had a problem, we never know that God could solve them. That's right. How could we ever be conformed into His image if it was all handed to us on a silver platter? That's right. But there are many, many, many miracles that God's wrought in my life. Mom said, take a page out of my book. I'll tell you some things. You can take a page out of my book, I can tell you some things. Sister Elsie's got a page she could tear out of her book and give a testimony. Brother Jerry's got a page in his book he could tear out. He's got 5 pages, he said. And he said 3 of those are coming from Sandra. Sister Wilkins got a page you can take out of her book. Sister Rice, the goodness of the Lord and what He's called us to do. We're not going to live the way of the world. We're not going to trust in man. That's a very hard thing to do. Is trust, is not lean on the arm of flesh. Because you see the wicked do it. And they prosper. How is it they can do that and I do the same thing and it don't work for me? Well, it's because I've been called to a different purpose. I'm operating. God wants me to operate in a different atmosphere. That's a kingdom. That's earthly. That's sensual. That's devilish. But I'm in a different kingdom. I'm in a different dimension, so to speak. The things that God's called me to, totally different principles. Those things that which work here on earth, they don't work in heaven. It's a whole different atmosphere. And that's what we got to remember. This world is not our home. Oh, I'm not talking about terra firma. I'm not talking about oxygen and nitrogen and carbon dioxide and mountains and rivers and streams. But I'm talking about an operation of man versus the operation of God. It's a whole different kingdom. It's a whole different mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Paul said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. How's that? Put that up for me, Brother Matt. Let this mind be in you, who thought himself not to be, how does it say that? Thought not robbery be equal with God. Let that mind be in you. What the mind is, the mind that was in Christ was not a self-serving agenda, but a... can you finish that? The next scripture on that? That's Philippians 2:5. Let's just turn there. That's right. And he said, let this mind be in you. Let this mind be in you, of taking on no reputation. He didn't have his own agenda, a reputation, his will. They couldn't never accuse of Jesus of doing his own thing, because he was doing his Father's thing. That's right. Everything he did, every move he made in his life. And some of that's the process that God is taking us through. When we see these things that we say, well, God just come right on time. That's right. He let us go through the suffering of that to prove to us it's not us. It's him. It's, you know, he doesn't want us to get the glory. Well, you know, I'm a great strategist, and, you know, this one real estate agent wasn't working out so hot, so I went and found me a better one. And I found one that was really good, because I'm smart and I can figure it out who's the best one. See, or I know how to market my business better than other people know how to market their business, because I'm a real smart guy. But no, God doesn't let me. I tell you what, I was in business there in Springfield, and people say, oh, you're a successful businessman. No, I'm really not that successful. The Lord has really blessed me. And I could honestly say that, because I had no idea what I was doing a lot of times. I learned a lot of stuff on the go. I had no idea about a lot of things, about profit and net profit and gross profit and overhead and all those things. And I was just, I thought, boy, I'm just flying by the seat of my pants. But God was blessing me. Then he started teaching me how to do business. But he did it. He blessed me despite. I said, I'm successful despite of Michael Smith. This is God's. God is doing this. Well, and I could be honest about that. But we have to. Our roots are in heaven. We've been taught. So let us go on in the Lord and realize that every thing that he's given, that you've got, and he's given to you. And he's calling you to a higher purpose. And we're not to operate as the world operates, but we're to operate right here in the kingdom of heaven as God being our Lord, Savior, the Lord of our life, but not just, shouldn't be just words, but taken in real introspection and say, He is my Lord. I am obeying His commandment. Hallelujah. I just want to share those thoughts with you this morning. When I do Bible study, sometimes it's, I'm not like Brother Smith. I have a limited supply of things to give. But God bless you, and let the Lord continue to work.
Great eternity.
Let's tie a loose knot in this, but come back this evening ready to really receive from the Lord. Let's really come back and praise and worship tonight with our hearts lifted up to receive something from the Lord in the Spirit. Hallelujah. That we may really lift our hearts up to God tonight and receive. Have a testimony ready, a song, a psalm, or a poem, and to work for the Lord. Are we having some sort of meal downstairs? Potluck. So let's give thanks. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God. But Lord, we give you thanks. Help us, Lord, to be more like you. Help us to walk in your will. Lift our hearts. Lord, we trust you, Lord. We know that you're going to help us. We know that you're with us, leading us and guiding us on the way. We rest in that, Lord. We have peace in you. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's let the sisters, elderly sisters and men go down first. Hallelujah.